No, because he has also made many controversial statements about issues that no Jew can identify with or accept in good conscience. He presented racial statements against minorities and women, and also insulted in a way American Jews by saying that they may not support him because he does not need the campaign contributions. He might have thought that this is a joke, but the Israeli media mm-hmm. criticized him for making a statement that anti-Semites frequently make about Jews, as if they control the world and can buy elections anywhere.
So this has done him some serious damage, has it? Like back in Israel, people aren't very happy there with him?
Okay, mixed feelings, because on the one hand, as you have suggested, he made very strong statements in favor of Israel and severely criticized the Obama administration and personally President Obama for his treatment of Israel and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And on the other hand, he seems to be so controversial and so provocative that perhaps you would not know if he becomes president, how his foreign policy would look like.
Well, talking about that controversy and provocation side of Donald Trump, he did get himself into trouble over comments about John McCain's war record, didn't he? How did those go down in Israel?
Oh, this always touches a very sensitive nerve in Israel. Trump said that he does not consider John McCain as a war hero because he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam for a few years, and prisoners of war, according to Trump, are not heroes. His heroes are people who fight in wars. In Israel, this is a very different story because for Israel, prisoners of war are heroes. And Israel, perhaps unlike any other country, and obviously unlike the United States, makes enormous efforts to release prisoners of war and even is ready to pay heavy price for doing so. And a recent case of a soldier by the name of Gilad Shalit, who was held hostage and prisoner in Gaza by Hamas for a few years, Israel agreed to release about 1,000 Hamas and Palestinian terrorists with a lot of blood on their hands in return mm-hmm. for his release. So a statement like that is being received here with a lot of reservation.
And he also made highly provocative and controversial statements on immigration and entry to the U.S. How do these things go down in Israel?
This is also a very sensitive issue. In Jewish history, immigration and opening doors for refugees have always been a sensitive issue. Going back to the Second World War, before, during, and after, hundreds of thousands of Jews were seeking refuge in countries, and they were told they cannot come in, including the United States and perhaps other places. So statements that restrict immigration based on race or religion, as suggested by Donald Trump, he called for a temporary ban on entry of Muslims to the United States.
That's right.
And opposed immigration of refugees to Europe. These kinds of positions are received in Israel with a lot of reservation.
Now, you've just published an article in the Jerusalem Report arguing Trump will actually find it difficult to leverage his pro-Israel positions to gain Jewish votes because of some of these reasons. How important is the Jewish American vote in the outcome of an American election?
It is still very important for all kinds of reasons. One, they make huge financial contributions, much more beyond their relative representation in the society. Yeah, Trump does not need that money, but other candidates do. Jews are concentrated in what is known as the battle states in the United States, New York, Florida, Texas, California, and the West, and so, and they vote by a very high percentage, around 90%. No other group, ethnic or religious or otherwise, vote in that high ratio. Mm-hmm. The Jews in America are also very well organized.
Do they traditionally vote for the Democrats or the Republicans?
Jews have always voted primarily for Democratic presidential candidates and also for members of Congress. And they have done so because the Democratic Party was the party of the minorities. And since Jews have always been concerned about the rights of the minorities, they preferred the Democrats. And in the last two presidential elections in 2008, they voted like 70% for Obama. In the 2012 elections, they voted by about 60% for Obama. So the Democrats lost a little bit. The Republicans are always interested in cutting that overwhelming vote, Jewish vote, for Democratic candidates. And they think that if they can move, say, even 10% of the Jewish vote to the Republican Party, they would do very well.
Right. So Trump is trying to garner that. He's openly endorsed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calling him a terrific guy and great leader for Israel. Netanyahu would like to see a Republican in the White House after some difficult years dealing with President Obama and the Democrats. Would Netanyahu, in your view, like to see Donald Trump, you know, as the choice candidate to repair American-Israeli relations?
In the last 10 years, the Republicans have supported Israel much more than the Democrats. And this started even before the years of Netanyahu. Netanyahu would have liked to see a Republican president at the White House after Obama, but I'm not so sure that Donald Trump would be his first choice, since Trump is so controversial and so provocative, you would not know his direction. And despite all those very strong statements in favor of Israel, you would not know. Also, for Israel, a strong United States is essential for its survival. When the United States is strong, Israel is strong. When the United States is weak, Israel is weak. And if an American president is going to alienate the entire international community, then it will not work in favor of Israel. Netanyahu was perceived as intervening in the last presidential elections against Obama and in favor of the Republican candidate Mitt Romney, and this backfired. His relations with Obama have not been good before the elections, but this perceived intervention on behalf of the Republican candidate made them worse, and hopefully he learned the lesson and would stay out from the 2016 presidential and congressional elections in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, Professor Gilboa, how do Israelis back in Israel view Donald Trump and the possibility of him as the next U.S. president?
Mixed reactions. On the one hand, they think he is quite right in some of his statements, say about the need to clearly define the threat of Islamic radicalism and Islamic terrorism. President Obama is unwilling even to use the term, and that he is right in attacking political correctness in the United States, which many Israelis think have led to many mistakes in foreign policy and in the Obama's understanding of the Middle East and his policies towards many crises here. On the other hand, when you see a very provocative president and you look at the kind of statements he has been making on critical issues, both domestic and foreign, then you would not know if this would be a good president of the United States and if he would be a good collaborator with Israel.